You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter Bill Latson. And Bill, Nationals on an upswing right now. A nice road trip for this team. Obviously the sweep of the Diamondbacks, but the Diamondbacks are a team having a rough season. But before that, they go to Cleveland and San Francisco. Those are two tough stops on a road trip, and they come out of that end of it 3-3 before sweeping the Diamondbacks. So you take the whole thing together, and that's a solid trip in an important time of the season. What stood out to you from that road trip for this team?
Well, I mean, what stood out to me was that, they played tough against Cleveland and San Francisco. I mean, I still think, to me, beating the Diamondbacks, that's not a real test. I think the real test will be when they play the Giants again this weekend. And I think this will show me that the Nationals are for real and they're on their way to winning a championship. So I think they still have a lot to prove to me. And I think winning in Cleveland and winning in San Francisco, I think I still need more to see that they're a World Series team.
Absolutely. Now, when we talked last week, Bill, I had the thought that, hey, Aroldis Chapman's off the board. There's no way the Nationals are going to end up finding a closer on this trade market because I didn't think they would be willing to give up what it would take to get Andrew Miller. But, hey, they surprised me. They go out, they get Mark Melancon, a guy that I didn't think the Pirates would be willing to trade since they're still in the race. But kudos to the Nationals. They get their closer in Melancon, a guy who's been great the last couple of years, and they didn't give up too much to get him. Were you surprised at all that they were able to do this at the deadline?
Yes, I was surprised. And more so, I was surprised that the Pirates gave up. I thought they were still in the race, as you said. But, Mike Rizzo has been this way since he's been the GM. Most of his deals are one-sided. And it's going to be interesting to see if Felipe Rivero and Taylor Hearns, are really productive in Pittsburgh. I mean, Taylor Hearns still an A-ball, and Rivero had an up-and-down season. So I think that's a wait-and-see on the Pirates' part. On the Nationals' part, I think that they did well, but I still think they needed more. I mean, I think getting Melancon was great, but I still think they still need some bullpen help. Because, they don't have any lights-out type of pitchers. I mean, other than Melancon, I guess. But that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, it's not a bullpen that you're afraid of when you get to the late innings. The good thing for the Nationals is at least they have a starting rotation that has a good amount of that in it, and hopefully those guys can go deep. How about the Melancon and Papelbon, chemistry and these two guys being in that bullpen together?
Well, so far so good, but again, after a week, I got to wait and see. I mean, I got to see if Papelbon is really going to take this well. So far, he's taking it well. He said he's going to be a team player, but then again, I got to wait and see because this is a guy who wanted to break Mariano Rivera's saves record. He said that when he first joined the Nationals, and I just hope that we don't see what happened last year. When Papelbon came along and Drew Storen just lost it. So it was a mental thing with him. So, I'm not going to praise anything until I see it until the end.
Yeah, we will certainly have to wait and see. And Papelbon, I mean, at the end of the day, you look at the numbers, and I don't think they were the numbers that a team that wants to win a World Series can look down at their closer and be happy with. So, I mean, you would hope he can be honest with himself as well and see that. But we will see. It'll be an interesting way the rest of the way. And, hey, that's why Dusty Baker's here, right, to smooth over all those things. Wednesday, they finish off the sweep of the Diamondbacks, Bill, and Scherzer was great again, 11 strikeouts over eight innings. It took a while before the Diamondbacks even got a hit. Now, that's not a potent lineup necessarily right now. But early in that game, did Scherzer have that look like he does sometimes, that he might be able to take a no-hitter deep into the game?
All the time. I mean, it seems, when I saw the first, four innings, I said, oh, no, he's going to pitch a no-hitter.
Yeah.
And then, but I think this guy is a true ace. And everyone's making a big deal about the home runs he's given up. But it's not, to me, that's not a big deal, Tim. I mean, I look at when I was growing up, Catfish Hunter, Bird Blyleven, those guys gave up a lot of home runs, but they still won their share of games. They still won Cy Young's and Catfish Hunter's case. I just think that's not a big deal. It really isn't. And I can understand if he gave up a ton of hits, like singles, doubles, triples. But they're just home runs. And I just think this guy is just an ace. Scherzer is.
Yeah, and they're not three-run homers, Bill, to your point. You know, he's giving up solo home runs. They're not killing you on the scoreboard in any way. So he was great on Wednesday, but your July National League Pitcher of the Month is actually Steven Strasburg, and your July National League Player of the Month is Daniel Murphy. I mean, it's pretty impressive to take both those awards for one team. And then you add in the fact that Murphy was also the Player of the Month in May, Harper in April. The Nationals are kind of dominating the awards in the National League, but Murphy just keeps going. Another couple home runs. He's up to 21 now on the season. I mean, you can say Player of the Month, but I think we're going to start saying more and more maybe MVP in the National League.
I think without question he's the MVP. I mean, he is better than what I even think the Nationals thought. I thought the Nationals thought they were going to get a player who was going to hit around 280, 290. And maybe hit 10 home runs, 13 home runs like he did with the Mets. But he's gone beyond way what they expected. And he's their best hitter by far. And if he wins the batting title, if the season ended today, he would hold the franchise record for batting average because Vladimir Guerrero holds the record with a .345 batting average, which he set in 2000. So that would be even more amazing if he could keep hitting and keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah, Murphy up over 350. Really, it's been unbelievable. You keep waiting for early in the season. I keep waiting for that number to come down. Obviously, he was near 400 at one point, but he's kept it up, and he's been really the key consistent guy all season long in that lineup. Bill, another guy that's been consistent for this team, though, is Wilson Ramos and the kind of season he's had behind the plate. You know, as you get close to the end of the season, you start to look ahead, and here's a guy who's going to be a free agent. Is there any chance that he doesn't reach free agency at this point?
I think, first of all, with him, I think the Nationals are going to wait until the end.
Yeah.
To make sure this is not a fluke. Because remember the previous 4 years, he's been injured or he's been in a bad slump. Last year, he just slumped so badly. And, you know, and then he had the LASIK surgery, and that seems to be the difference now. So, and he's playing great defense behind the plate. So I think hopefully they can re-sign him. They do have someone waiting in the wings in Pedro Severino, but I can see them waiting and maybe re-sign him to an extension. But, again, it's a wait-and-see type of deal.
Yeah, seeing is believing, so to speak, for him and the team at this point. One more thing to touch on with you, Bill. Kind of just an amazing moment for the Nationals in the last week. They turn a 3-3-6 double play, which, I mean, people have been playing baseball. Major League Baseball has been around for so long, and there had never been a double play or a play turned that way, a triple play turned that way. It's just amazing, this game, right? The things that you can go to the ballpark and you never know what you're going to see.
Definitely. Especially considering who was doing the triple play. I mean, Ryan Zimmerman, he's a guy who doesn't have much of an arm, but was able to make that triple play to third base. That was, I was enjoying what I saw. And hopefully that can keep up. And, you know, the Nationals really needed that because they had the bases loaded, no outs. The Giants did. And to get out of the inning the way they did was so amazing.
Yeah, Zimmerman scooping the ball, touching the bag at first, and then firing to third for the third out. It was an amazing play, and we'll see it again this week with the Nationals and the Giants going head-to-head, this time in D.C. As you said, Bill, it's a huge series, and we'll certainly be talking about it next week on the podcast. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latson, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.